The Man with the Withered Hand Cured on the Sabbath, Chapter 23. Are you happy there is a Sunday? What an embarrassing question, isn't it? Many of you dare not answer it. Why not? Alas, there are some among you, and I don't know how many, who secretly dislike Sunday. You are glad when Sunday is past. You dare not admit it, of course not, but all too often this thought exists in your hearts. I even have heard children say to each other, "Sunday is the most boring day of all." But I will ask you something else. Do you think God instituted the day of rest to tantalize us? Is that the purpose of Sunday? Surely not. God gave us the day of rest for our welfare. Do you believe it? You realize the Bible continually speaks about the Sabbath day. Formerly, in the land of Canaan, the Sabbath was Saturday. Our day of rest is Sunday, but the meaning of this day remains the same. God Himself instituted the day of rest. In 6 days, God created the heaven and earth and all they contain, and God rested the seventh day. From that time forward, people also may rest on the Sabbath. Did you take particular notice to what you heard? We may rest. So it is a blessing, a benefit for us. God gave us a day of rest for our good. We may rest from our daily labors. If there were no rest days, we never would have rest, but continually would work. God is so good to have given us 1 day a week in which to rest. On this day, the doors of God's house are opened, and there we can listen peacefully to God's message, which is proclaimed there by preaching. Sunday is God's day. God has instituted it for His service. Because of sin, we no longer want to obey the Lord. That is shown very plainly in our nation. Thousands of people will not keep the Sabbath. No, instead they go for a walk or ride. They use Sunday for their own pleasure. Do you do the same? Do you desecrate the Lord's Day? We may and must go to church on Sunday. We have plenty of time for it. This little article is difficult, boys and girls, but it is written to encourage you to believe that Sunday is given to us as a blessing. And why did I first write this? Listen attentively. One beautiful, quiet Sabbath day, a few people walk on the roads in the land of Canaan in Galilee. Corn is growing in the fields which lie on the road and left on the right and left of the road. It is beginning to ripen. Soon the farmers will mow and harvest it. Who are these people walking through this cornfield? They are the Lord Jesus, His disciples, and some other Jews. Few disciples pick some ears of corn, rub them between their hands, blow away the chaff, and eat the juicy kernels. Because they were hungry, they took some of these grains of corn. But look, a few Pharisees who are among the people walking with Jesus see what the disciples are doing, and a dissatisfied expression comes upon their faces. Jesus also sees what His disciples are doing. He says nothing, but walks on as usual. The Pharisees are offended. If Jesus says nothing, they will. In anger, they say, "Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day." Thus the Lord Jesus receives a scolding from them. The Pharisees want Jesus to forbid His disciples to do such a thing. Why? Isn't that permitted? In which former law given by God to the Israelites was this written? Boys and girls, it is written nowhere. But the Pharisees have made many additional laws. They said picking corn really was harvesting, and rubbing them apart really was threshing. You can understand this was nonsense. You realize a farmer may not harvest and thresh corn on the Lord's Day. Certainly not. But what the disciples did here was not harvesting and threshing, was it? The Lord Jesus answers calmly, "Have ye not read what David did when he was an hungered?" And Jesus tells them a portion of the history of David. When David had to flee from Saul, he ate the showbread. This showbread actually was only for the priests. This was hallowed bread. Still, the high priest gave David the old showbread as food for him and his hungry men. Why? Was that permissible? Yes, for in that case it was necessary, because there was no other food, and David and his men had to be helped. The high priest gave them the showbread. By this, the Lord Jesus meant that some things which ordinarily should not be done can be performed under certain circumstances. It was so here with the disciples picking the corn on the Sabbath. They were hungry. Probably they had not eaten anything the entire day. Therefore, they certainly were permitted to pick a few ears of corn and eat the kernels. Besides, in this case, there is no question of harvesting and threshing. The Pharisees do not know how to answer the Lord. They remain silent. But inwardly, they are angry with him. Discontentedly, they walk onward, watching him with eyes filled with hatred. To a great extent, the Pharisees were the cause of the Jews having such a dislike for the Sabbath. Due to all their invented laws, life on that day had become almost unbearable. And that is not the purpose of the Sabbath. The Lord Jesus did not come to abolish or to desecrate the Sabbath. Neither did he concern himself about the Sabbath laws made by the Pharisees and scribes. The Lord Jesus had a regular custom of going every Sabbath day to the synagogue to preach to the people. He visited the synagogue in Nazareth and in Capernaum. Yes, he did this each Sabbath. Once again, Jesus visits the synagogue on the Sabbath. Many people have assembled to listen to him, for the Jewish people gladly heard the prophet from Nazareth who could preach so well. Some angry Pharisees are also assembled there. Why are they angry? Ah, they cannot endure to have the people so anxious to listen to the Lord Jesus. They are jealous. They would have the Jewish people listen to them, and not to Jesus. Oh, if only they could prevent the people from following Jesus. They hope the Lord Jesus will do something wrong, so they can accuse him and warn the people against him. For this purpose, they have come to the synagogue. They do not ask God to bless the preaching to their hearts. They do not ask the Lord to convert them. No, they have come with hatred in their hearts. Oh, if they could, they would murder the Lord Jesus. How do you attend church on Sunday? Against your will? Because your father and mother insist you go? Or do you ask the Lord to bless the word of the minister to your heart? In our thoughts, we see the Pharisees sitting there, looking at the Lord Jesus with ridiculing, lurking eyes. All types of people are in the synagogue, rich and poor, young and old. Even an afflicted man sits there. He has a withered hand, which is a great handicap. He scarcely can do any work because he cannot use his lame hand. Consequently, everything must be done with one hand. The Pharisees also see this man sitting there. They think, "We would like to see whether or not Jesus has the courage to restore this man on the Sabbath. Oh, if he dares do that, then all kinds of evil, ugly thoughts enter their hearts." Suddenly, Jesus says to this afflicted man, "Rise up and stand forth in the midst." The man stands up, undoubtedly greatly bewildered. He does not understand why he must do that. It has become very quiet. Inquisitively, the people strain to see what is going to take place. Jesus looks sternly at the angry Pharisees and asks, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath day, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill?" He is silent, waiting for their answer. The Lord knows what is taking place in their hearts, and for that reason he asks these questions. What answer would they give? "I hear some of you saying, 'Certainly, we may do good to someone on Sunday.'" But the Pharisees do not answer. They remain silent. Jesus then says, "If a sheep falls into a pit or well on the Sabbath, would you let that animal drown?" Of course you wouldn't, would you? You would pull out the poor animal, wouldn't you? You would help the poor creature and save it. May I not help this afflicted man on the Sabbath? Isn't a person worth more than an animal? Still, the Pharisees do not answer. They realize Jesus is right, but will not admit it. Oh no, they are silent and stare angrily before them. The Lord Jesus is grieved when he sees the hardness of the Pharisees, but he also becomes angry. He looks at the Pharisees with indignation, thereby really saying, "You should be ashamed of yourselves." Suddenly, he says to the man who is still standing, "Stretch forth thine hand." The man does it, and his withered hand is restored. Oh, how happy this man is! In the future, he can work with both hands. But look, the Pharisees have turned pale, pale with rage. They quickly get up and walk outside, trembling from rage. Why? Because Jesus cured the man on the Sabbath. According to them, this was not allowed on the Sabbath. Such foolishness, wasn't it? They are talking together outside the synagogue. About what? We will listen. Ah, they want to kill the Lord Jesus. They want to murder him. Isn't that terrible? How is that possible? If the Lord Jesus had done something wicked, we could understand their feelings, although murder is never permitted. But Jesus did good, and yet they want to murder him. However, this does not happen. The Lord Jesus leaves the synagogue and goes away. Many people follow him, but the Pharisees watch him go with hatred and rage in their hearts.